Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm working out the logistics of getting a nice picture of my guest up. And let's see, there we go. Okay, so I need to... There she is. All right. Hey, folks, welcome back. Hour number three, and it's my sincere pleasure to have Alicia Powell on the program with me. We've been trying to connect for a while now, and you do. Now, when do you do your show?
My show's been on a bit of a hiatus since I've been really working on January 6th. It's kind of been eating through my time.
Okay.
But I do have video reports on the Gateway Pundit pretty regularly. So you can follow my work there.
Have you ever connected with David Summerall?
I've spoken with him, yes.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to work together yet, but we've been in correspondence.
Okay. He's got a ton of great video about J6. He's become a good friend. The from what I understand, the majority of the video a lot of the video that the Epic Times used in their piece, that Nick Searcy used in his piece, and then he's got his own video, but a lot of the video that was used in those, and he tried to give Tucker hours and hours and hours and hours, like almost 4,000 hours of video before he got the congressional dump. But nonetheless, the reality is that the story is entirely different from the one they're giving us. Based on what you've seen, talk to me about your experience, Alicia, and where are we right now from what you're gathering.
Where are we right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I think things are shifting just a little bit where I think more people are covering January 6th in the last few weeks. I find public interest kind of, there's very little public interest in January 6th. I think people are tired of hearing about it. They're tired of being bombarded with the left, the mainstream media's narrative. I wonder, I noticed the work I do on J6 gets more traffic when CNN is talking about it, or there's a big day and Stuart Rhodes is getting sentenced, or the Proud Boys are getting found guilty. Then that's when the work I do on January 6th, goes viral. But on the regular day, it gets a lot less traffic. So I just kind of wonder sometimes, like, when you want to get the truth out, you want to get as much people to care about the situation as possible, so that we can feel like we're swaying public opinion here. And it's kind of hard to gauge how much, because but besides that, I have some amazing patriots working on January 6th issue, and they've uncovered a lot of footage, and we've been sorting through that for the past 2 weeks. Part of the footage that I found we've highlighted yesterday is Roseanne Boylan's 34-year-old Trump supporter who was killed at January 6th. We see police trying to resuscitate her. I posted this yesterday, and they don't know how to administer CPR at all. And it's unclear if she was dead prior to when they dragged her into the Capitol and tried to provide CPR. But if she wasn't dead, she certainly would have been dead after that. You have the police officers holding the AED saying, "I don't know how to use it. I don't know what I'm doing." We have a doctor, emergency room doctor, walk through what they're doing wrong and how it's supposed to be done, and everything from how they administered endotracheal tube down her throat and kept their mask on. It's just, everything was wrong. They stopped doing chest compressions. to long span lapses of, like, you know, 10-second lapses or longer, something mm-hmm. that basically renders CPR ineffective. The person would go brain dead during that time. So that we highlighted yesterday at the Gateway Pundit. And if you look through all the footage, it's kind of agitating. A lot of the footage I have, it's just, in many instances, you'll see demonstrators doing the wrong thing. But when you watch it all in context, you think, why? Why is this person, why are these people going crazy, right? If you look at the people at the tunnel where Roseanne Boylan was killed, you'll see four men or a couple of J6 defendants.
Trying to defend her. I want to shift for just a second because I'm over at Gateway Pundit right now, and you've got an article that went up about 6 days ago regarding a gentleman named Kenneth Joseph Thomas. Yeah. And this isn't getting any news. And I know John Pierce. John's a great guy. I've had him on the show a number of times.
That's what I mean. A lot of this stuff, it's like you go and you find it and you uncover it and they're exonerated and no one pays attention. So it's a lot of work and no one
well, cares. But that's why I want to highlight this because folks, Kenneth Joseph was charged with obstruction. He was charged with assault. He was charged with physical violence on restricted grounds. He was, let's see, what else was he charged with? Those are the three that are identified. Disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. And here's the thing to understand. He's not guilty. Over and over again. Not guilty, not guilty, mistrial, not guilty, not guilty, mistrial, mistrial, not guilty. And there's a couple of them where they said, oh, we think maybe. But according to John, he's like, not really worried about those. They feel very confident that on appeal, they'll get those overturned.
Look at this situation. He saw elderly getting beat. He saw the police pepper spraying an elderly woman and her daughter and a child, a young girl, and he assumed that was his granddaughter. These men are veterans. They have been in war. They've been trained to go towards danger and help. A lot of them, and that's exactly what Joseph Thomas did. And he saw someone getting beat by cops, and he used his body to wedge a gap between the crowd and the police. This has all been captured on footage that, thank God, his attorneys and him were able to find and present during discovery. He went into the trial where the judge had kind of her mind made up against the domestic terrorists, so the people who are deemed domestic terrorists by this government. And slowly but surely, he was able to not only, the lawyers were gained the judge's favor, and the jury ultimately saw that he was just trying to do the right thing that day and help people. If you smell tear gas and hear flash grenades going off, we're going to go in the other direction, and some of us go and say, hey, I know CPR, I can go and help. You take our daughter home, is what he said to his wife, and I'm going to go see if I can be of assistance and render aid to some people. And that's what happened. Now,
Alicia, let me just jump in here real quick. Something that Thomas said was they were using rubber bullets. They were also using pepper balls. I saw people get hit with rubber bullets. I also saw a gentleman get hit in the side with a beanbag. I think I got shot with a beanbag later on in the day as I was walking away. I had my back to the police line. It was actually Jeremy Brown who stepped between me and the police as they were hitting me. I just held my head as I was trying to walk away, but I can't see because I was blinded by pepper spray. When I looked back at my video after learning who Jeremy Brown was, I was like, that's Jeremy Brown. He stepped between the police and myself and stopped me from getting hit. Jeremy Brown was sentenced to 7 years and 3 months in prison because he refused to work as an undercover operative for the FBI, but instead became a whistleblower, and he blew the whistle on Christopher Wray and on all their illegal activities and all the garbage that they were doing. And as a result of that, they railroaded Jeremy Brown in, as they've done with a number of others, with just ridiculous charges, Alicia. Have you, as you've been doing your investigating and your investigators have been investigating, do you have a sense as to the appeals process for some of these individuals?
Well, I started getting more pulled into covering J6 because I saw two of my friends in court, Enrique Tario and Joseph Biggs. I've seen them at parties.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait just a minute, Alicia. Hang on just a minute. Uh-huh. Now, Enrique, we know, I mean, he's a white supremacist, right? So, yeah,
So is Martin Luther King.
Well, I was going to say, and you're a black woman, so how is it that...
I'm multiracial, I'm every race.
Okay, so how is it that you, a racial minority, are friends with this white supremacist? How is that possible?
I'm actually Cuban, and so is Enrique Tario. And so this notion of white supremacy, the government has made patriotism synonymous with white supremacy. We know this. This is what they've been doing for decades. The Democrat Party, the party of the Ku Klux Klan that somehow has managed to garner 80%+ of the black vote most of the time, is a party of the Ku Klux Klan, is a party of secession, the Confederacy, socialism, and all that. I mean, like, we can keep saying this to a blue in the face, but still a margin of the public, the Democrat constituents, still buy this propaganda. Let's face it. We walk out in America, we don't deal with white supremacy. It's a small slither of the country who would probably be actual white supremacists. The rest of us don't give a crap about this race stuff, okay? But the government is weaponized against patriots, and the way they do that is demonizing people like President Trump and what is it? We saw Larry Elder. Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, the white supremacist. Absolutely, Larry Elder is, according to the Democrats, a white supremacist. Yep.
I'm Cuban, black, white, Chinese, Indian, and Irish. We're all white supremacists, though, because we love America. So, yeah. And we don't like segregation and Democrat policies like that Joe Biden used to institute when he was in Congress. Okay. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, my friend Maria, who was with the Hispanics for Trump, was talking to me, you know, over the course of the last few years. But, you know, Enrique and the Proud Boys were a part of the group that helped to protect her and a number of the speakers when they went and held some of their rallies. And if it wasn't for Enrique and the Proud Boys, you know, she would have been severely injured by Antifa individuals that came and tried.
It's happened to me.
Yeah, and tried.
It's happened to me before. I mean, you know, it might be foolish for anybody to go and try to get some reporting done where the Antifa crowd is, but I did that before, right? I went to a free speech rally. At the free speech rally, we hear conservatives say the same old, sorry to say. It's great. We love America. We love free speech. And then you walk across the street to the Antifa rally, and these people are so dumb. They can't even tell you why they are there. They don't know anything except they hate Trump. And so while I was asking one of the people in attendance of the Antifa rally why they were there, and they couldn't answer, and they said incoherent stupidity. Some drag queens, some sisters of perpetual indulgence stepped up wearing satanic clothes and tried to attack me. And a Proud Boy came to my rescue and the police stood down. So in the last 4 years, you know, since Trump was in office till to now, we can look at the countless times Antifa has attacked innocent people. And yes, the Proud Boys show up to provide security. It's a dangerous job and it's a political job. And now they're the political targets of the Biden administration. And, you know, President Trump, sorry to say, kind of helped put the target on their back during that debate, saying Proud Boys stand by and stand down or whatever he said. And then that was a response to, do you support white supremacy or something like that? I don't know why he decided to equate the Proud Boys there, but regardless, watching these two good guys, you know, I consider them like brothers at this point. I haven't gone through this with them to some extent. Go to trial for 6 months and just get completely to sit there. They don't speak for themselves. You haven't barely heard a word from them over the past few years since they've been going through this. Looking at 20-year prison sentences, that's what the charges amount to. We'll see if the judge sentences them then that much. But I know these are not criminals. They don't deserve that kind of time. Right. And there's so many others going through the same thing. So that's how I got
this
started.
This is a buildup, though, Alicia. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I talk to people, and I'm like, look, you've got to go back to Ruby Ridge and the murder of Mrs. Weaver, where they shot her. A sniper shot her through the door, and they killed his teenage son. You go back to Waco, whether you agree with Koresh and you know his particular viewpoint. But the real truth about what was going on is not anything like what was presented in the media. And again, this was, in my opinion, these were tests. The Bundy Ranch, the first encounter that happened in Nevada, and then later the Wildlife Reserve and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and no one's been held accountable for his murder. These were all tests, I believe, to see how far can the tyrants push Americans before Americans will say we've had enough. And they hope, you know, they feel like they win either way. They want a conflict because then they can, you know, attempt their shutdown, or they can do what they're doing right now, which is picking off people one at a time. And again, the idea is we're trying to send a chill message. And I think to some degree, it feels like they've been affected. We've got about 3 minutes, but to some degree, would you say that there are people that don't show up for certain events and certain rallies because they are concerned that it might well be a setup?
Yes, but I think we also see activism is ineffective. What are you actually gaining when we show up in protest? I mean, maybe a few decades ago, people would go out and protest, and the government would feel there's an intimidation by people or the large outcry, and they'd go in reverse course. But now, if you go show up in protest, yeah, you are putting yourself in the line of fire to be a target of a false flag operation. And there's more effective ways to protest, like boycotting and strikes. And yeah, I think if you look at the Democrats and you look at super predators, right? You look at Biden and Hillary Clinton wanting to target super predators, putting these petty crimes with long prison sentences for African Americans. I mean, there's a broken justice system. The solitary confinement is torture. This shouldn't be a regular practice for nonviolent offenders. These guys were held in solitary confinement for 2.5 years until 2 days ago. They got let out. And it's a breath of fresh air to know they're able to get sunlight and regular food. But to go back to your question, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't want to protest now. Unfortunately, that's an infringement of our First Amendment. But the government has done this chill where people don't want to speak out and protest anymore. But I say, what does a protest actually do anyway? I mean,
so really, the more effective, the more effective means is the boycott. The more effective means seems to be the boycott, and I think these corporations. But it's interesting to watch. We're going to run out of time here. But it's interesting to watch. I'd love to get you back to talk a little bit about your thoughts, because it's interesting to watch. It seems as though, you know, you would think that after watching what happened to Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, and Bud Light, that companies would move away from that. And yet you've got a guy like Garth Brooks that's like saying, hey, you know what, these people are, you know, a-holes, because I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Garth Brooks's audience has been the very people that he's attacking. So, I mean, you know, and then you see these companies almost doubling down, and you got to wonder, where do they think their money's going to come from if it's not going to be patrons at the door?
I think we need a parallel economy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that it's every corporation that's doing this. It's everything. You think Target's bad? Well, Walmart is sponsored by the same folks, you know, pushing the same agenda. They're bombarding us with all of this. I really don't know what the answer is, but we need to be mindful of where we choose to invest. I mean, I think if you saw during the COVID vaccine mandate, that never had to go this far. Just leave. Don't go to work. Don't stop at these stores. They will run dry without our energy and our dollars. And Fox News is crap, and just tune it off.
Oh, they are.
Oh, I mean,
horrific.
Yeah,
horrific.
Exactly. Yep.
No, I agree. I agree.
Right. We don't do that. We're a complicit populace in many ways until it's so brazen, the corruption, that we finally take a stance and there's a fallout and then their stocks crash. But it didn't come. It should be. How many years have we been talking about Target pushing the pride stuff on it? It's like too little too late at this point.
That's a good point. That's an interesting point. Well, at the end of the day, Alicia, to me, the ultimate answer in this is we have got to start using the spiritual weapons that we have. We have got to get back to God, and we've got to start fighting the evil, because that's what they're doing. I mean, and they're doing it more blatantly. But there is true satanic and witchcraft engagement that they are involved in, and this is what Jim Cavazio's trying to run around and let people understand, what they're doing to children, what they're doing to kids, the sacrifices, all of this stuff. I can tell you, because I spoke to someone years ago who told me about all of how they do this, I can tell you this is absolutely 100% real. It's not made up, folks.
I don't know how we can think it's made up at this point. We saw all of the evidence revealed during the Pizzagate stuff, and now if you try to just think that was conspiracy, and it's all over the place now, this satanic stuff. Just scroll through Twitter and you're going to see satanic drag queens working on children left and right. It makes it sickening to keep doing my job.
And the church has got to step up, and pastors have got to take the position and stand on the fact that, hey, guess what? He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world, but we better make that declaration. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Thank you for being
with me. I'm so glad that we could finally make this connection, and I look forward to having you back on the program again.
Likewise, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, we should be going to India. That's where we're headed next. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological